This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever is on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well at Skype username lrn.fm. Plus, our Discord on-air call-in line room is available to you as well. So hop on in there, and you will sound almost like you're in the studio here with us. In that studio is Ian.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
So tonight, there's a lot of stuff to talk about. I did watch the Sacha Baron Cohen Showtime series premiere. Yeah, so the guy who did Borat, the guy who did Ali G.
Bruno.
And Bruno, he's back with four new characters. And so we can talk about that coming up here tonight. Also, universal basic income, of course, is back in the news. This time, in a place where we like to read about things, the Foundation for Economic Education has a piece about this. And, you know, we're seeing all this media in the mainstream media promoting universal basic income. Everybody needs to get a check from the government. And so we're going to dig into that coming up here tonight. You can, of course, join us here at 855-450-FREE. But Conan, let's start with you. You were in court recently.
Yeah, finally got that traffic citation, that vehicle inspection taken care of.
One that you hadn't gotten in like 4 years, basically?
4.5 years, 25,000 miles later. I just was driving around, just minding my own business, doing my thing, and they finally got me. They finally cracked down on me, and it was an experiment of sorts.
You going to court was an experiment, is what you're saying.
Me driving around without vehicle inspection was an experiment.
To see how long you could do it for?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. So you said driving, not traveling, so you weren't doing one of these, you know, sovereign citizen right to travel things.
Yeah, I don't follow any of that.
Okay.
I don't know that it works. I know that people claim that it works, but as Ian points out, every single time these guys call in, I have never seen the evidence of it ever working. So if it does, I want to see the video.
Wait, the evidence of car inspections?
Of the fighting the traveling.
I was traveling, and I was not in an automobile. I was in a horseless carriage.
Yeah,
I would love
to see it work. The constitutionality of free travel.
I'd love to see it work. Dick Marple, who is a state representative, State Rep Dick Marple from Hooksett, New Hampshire, he has gone to court and has tried some of those kind of sovereign man arguments. We've got video footage of it over at the Free Keen YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time I've ever really seen somebody go into a court and really who knew their stuff. Because, I mean, I've kind of tried some of this stuff in the past and just got shot right down. Dick Marple was a real show. Did you ever see that video, Conan?
I've seen segments of it. I haven't sat down and watched the entire length of it.
I think it's probably like a 30-minute video or something around that range. He gets an arraignment, and then there's one where he's on trial.
Isn't it? He wouldn't even go up to the stand.
He will not cross the bar.
He stood behind the bar.
Right. Like a lot of them say to do or to not do.
Because if you cross the thing, then you're entering their jurisdiction something.
That's the claim, and so, you know, he sort of stood on that concept, the idea that he did not consent to their jurisdiction throughout all of his interactions with the judge, and he, you know, he believes that he kind of wins in some ways, even though he doesn't ultimately win, even though they found him guilty, and I asked him, well, are you going to appeal this? He said, well, no, because if you appeal it, then that means you're consenting to their system.
Yep.
Well, I've heard other people say that you have to appeal it in order to, like, prove that you're not consenting or something.
Well, the court would never accept that on appeal. So
right, but,
anywhere.
There are a lot of weird theories about this.
Oh, yeah.
They all seem to be conflicting.
Right, because none
in
of this crap actually works. And so people cook up all kinds of theories, and most of them never actually put them into play.
Right.
So whenever I can find somebody who's willing to put this stuff into play, whether it be Jay Noon, who is a longtime listener and supporter, even co-host here on Free Talk Live, who actually stood on his own property, or what he thought was hopefully would be his property, but the town stole it from him in Palmer, Massachusetts, where he bought a house and never paid property taxes on it. That's the kind of, you know, courage that people just don't have. They sit there and they research and they research and they research and they opine on the internet about all these court ideas, and they can point to all these Supreme Court, you know, decisions to back up their arguments. But when it comes time to actually being in the courtroom, most of them won't do it.
Right.
There was one guy, actually now there's been two guys, who've come to New Hampshire. I'm not even going to name names, but there was one several years ago who came here and purported to be like one of these gurus, right? Like one of these courtroom gurus. He has beaten the government. He's got a record of beating the government, and he's gonna do it here. So I was like, all right, great. Well, you know, go right ahead, Dad, and get yourself a parking ticket or something. Yep. I mean, super easy. You want to nab a ticket in New Hampshire, just go ahead and park downtown for a few hours.
Get your Waze zapped out and figure out where the traffic, the speed traps are.
That's going to take longer, honestly, I mean, because there really aren't that many speed traps in New Hampshire. I mean, you can drive from here to Concord
living here, I always notice them and pick up on
them. Well, the downtown, Keene police are around a lot, but they're not always doing speed traps. Usually they're on the roads driving while they're running their radar, at least from what I've seen with Keene police.
Yeah.
State police will do speed traps, but you rarely see them when you're driving. You know, you can drive an hour, hour and a half in New Hampshire and not see a single cop outside of the cities. So it'd be easier to just leave your car downtown, go shopping for a while, and then come back. You've got a ticket.
Right.
So you want to challenge. So anyway, I said to this guy, you go to court. If it's in Cheshire County, I'm definitely going to be there. You know, if it's somewhere else, I'll do my best to get there. I mean, I live 5 minutes away from the courthouse here, and that's on bike.
Right.
So, and he never did get a ticket in Keene.
Hmm.
He kind of moved up to, I think, like Weir, New Hampshire is this kind of town between here and Concord, basically, and disappeared for months. Nobody saw him at any kind of meetup, which isn't uncommon. There are people who come here and they kind of keep to themselves or whatever. But, you know, he wasn't out there rattling the cage of the police, right, and getting himself a ticket so he could prove his claims. And then we had this thing called Pork 411, which is a voicemail messaging service for activists. So it's not used that much anymore, but it really used to be a way for people to communicate. And so he leaves a Pork 411. And on that Pork 411, which is a message system that's delivered to hundreds of recipients via email, he announces that he is going to be leaving New Hampshire, and he wants to anoint someone who's willing to learn the rules of the court, who's willing to be his student. He's willing to pass on all of his knowledge to that willing student. Just
the knowledge that he never actually implemented.
At least provably in front of anybody here. You know, he claimed to have done it where he came from and wherever it was. But so he's, you know, making this announcement on Pork 411 that he's going to impart all of his knowledge to you. Just get in touch with him before he leaves New Hampshire. And that was the last we heard of him. And then there was another guy who was about a year and a half.
A true master of the arts never displays his power unless in self-defense. Right?
Well, now, that would be something one of them might say.
Yeah.
Hold on, but David Copperfield does shows all the time. He just doesn't show people the secrets.
Yeah, that's a good point. But he's a showman as well. I'm talking about the master of the arts. I'm talking about the Jedi masters.
No, I get your point, Conan, and that would be something that one of
Jedis
them might say.
Don't actually exist, Conan.
Just, how do you know? Just to, it was a galaxy far, far away, a long time ago.
Right?
Right. So they all died off. They no longer exist.
Could be. You might be right.
If I can imagine it, it could be true.
There's porn of it. Oh, wait.
Yeah, I bet there is, too. No, actually,
oh, there is.
No.
I bet you there's a lot of Star Wars porn.
There is.
Yeah.
A lot of slave Leia.
So the other guy, so I'm going to tell you about the second story.
Knights of Ren.
So the other story was more recent, maybe like a year and a half ago.
Yeah, last couple of years.
There was a dude who came here, made a big show about how, you know, doing activism, and he did some good activism, I'll give him some credit. But at the same time, he was also one of these courtroom theorists who, you know, purported to know his stuff. This guy actually was arraigned on something, and I was there to record that arraignment. And he tried to do some of the courtroom shenanigans.
How long ago was this?
About a year and a half, maybe. Within the last two years.
Yeah.
And so he tried it, and it went nowhere, of course, in the arraignment. And then he skipped out on his next court date, so there's a warrant for his arrest.
Interesting.
Yeah. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. But yeah, my offer still stands for any courtroom gurus who want to prove their stuff, that you can defeat the state in their own court on a consistent basis. But doing it at least once will be impressive.
Yes.
So I'll be happy to record you if you come here to New Hampshire and get yourself a ticket. 855-450-FREE. We'll talk about Conan's experience coming up here in moments.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get three Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Cronin.
And Daryl.
We're talking about courtroom attempts and failures, and in this case, Conan, you were not a success at winning the case, that was against you for basically not having a government inspection.
Correct. I was found guilty. I'm chalking it up to a win.
All right, I want to hear about that here, but I also want you to know about Blink Home Security. You want to talk about affordable and easy? They've got it together at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live, to save 15%. It's super affordable. Like, I was surprised, given the quality and the ease of use. It's a wireless security system. The cameras are wireless. So you unbox, you put the batteries in, and you put the cameras where you want them, and you just set it up via a Wi-Fi-enabled device like your smartphone or tablet. There's actually one piece that does have a wire. That's the power cable for the hub. That's all there is. And you put that kind of like in the central location of where all the cameras are, and you're good to go. So it's super easy. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll save 15% because you're a Free Talk Live listener. blinkprotect.com/FTL. So, Conan, you were up against, what was the maximum fine, do you recall?
$74.40.
So, $74 fine. You managed to...
Don't forget the 40 cents.
And was that with the penalty assessment?
That was with the penalty assessment.
So it was like a $60
fine. $60 fine, according to New Hampshire reg.
In New Hampshire, they hit you with a 24% tax
like that.
On top of the fine.
Which I asked specifically about and got an explanation from the judge and from the prosecutor, I believe, who by the way, was one of the stateies himself.
Yep, they do that here, and the state cops will frequently be their own prosecutor, which is a strange
Most places,
conflict.
The cops are the prosecutor.
Outside of New Hampshire?
Yeah, is that right?
The last time when I dealt with my speeding ticket...
Wasn't that way in Florida?
It was the regular lady, the regular prosecutor.
So you're talking about in the city of Keene. So the city of Keene, they have a prosecutor that works for the police.
That's correct.
They
have
every
two prosecutors.
Time,
they have the police prosecutor, who's a cop that does most of the plea deal taking for the Keene police.
Right.
But there's also an actual attorney that they have on staff
right.
as well. And the state police have an attorney. It's just they don't generally come out except for the bigger cases.
But every time I've been to court anywhere, it's generally been the police officer.
Is the prosecutor.
Was the prosecutor, was the witness against me.
Wow.
It's only been, you know, like one or two things in the city of Keene where there's been that city prosecutor.
I figured that was unusual for New Hampshire, but I guess not. No. So anyway, you were facing this trial, and the good news, you were going to explain why you considered it to be a win. Let me guess, because you avoided detection for 4 years, ultimately, and didn't end up paying a fine.
Ding, 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 that was one. That's number one.
Okay.
Hold on. So how did you avoid paying a fine?
I'm paying my fine through community service.
Sure, but that's still not paying them, right?
Like I'm not paying
it's
them.
It's not $75 coming out of your pocket.
No, it's 5 hours of my life, but I'm spending it at a facility, an organization that I support already.
Yeah. Right.
So you're actually benefiting
the community.
Somehow I don't think it was stated that you were doing community service on the air, so that's why I'm confused.
But no, Ian brings up the best part about it. I got away with it for 4.5 years.
And
that's
so had
that's $40 per year.
Right. For the inspection. Had you not
just inspection. The inspection, and there's no telling. If you watched, by the way, this video is up on freaking.com.
It's like a
25-minute video. Basically, my argument was, it's a scam. And then I got my original inspection ticket with all of the red flags they found, and I was like, bullcrap.
You went to a dealer, and of course, that's sort of like, that's the typical dealer experience, it seems like, for people, is that they bend them over a barrel, they charge them 2, 3, 5 times as much as they'd end up being charged at a good independent auto shop.
Right.
An honest independent auto shop as well, because they inflate all kinds of things, you know, ordering parts for you didn't need. And you went through point by point. You actually looked at the inspection during the trial.
Yeah, the only thing that got me on was two bulbs that I wasn't even aware of. One was the license plate bulb. I didn't even see that.
You're saying the only thing they got you that you agreed with.
That I agreed with correct. But all of the other stipulations, no, it was bullcrap.
Now, somebody's going to say, Conan, you're not an ASE-certified technician. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, I am a driver, and I don't want to get in a wreck. I don't want my wheels flying off because, you know, the ball joints are as bad as they said they were. Or I don't want my bumper flying off because it wasn't bolted on, or because the rust is so bad and my exhaust pipe falls off.
Not only that, but you're also the person who does all the work, most all of it, on your truck.
I do all the work on my truck. I always have. Always will it.
So you're more in tune with your vehicle than the average person. But what about the average person? I mean, they get taken
for a ride, and it's very, very sad. Okay,
I'm playing devil's advocate here, and I'm going to take the side of the statist who wants to see car inspections. The average people don't know what they're doing, Conan. You may know a thing or two about cars. The average people don't know what they're doing. Shouldn't they be in there inspecting their car every single year and fixing what's wrong with it?
All right, here's a better idea. Why every year? Why not? You have to get an inspection every 3 months when you get the oil change.
Every 3 months. There you go. Make it even safer.
Why should individuals who are taking care of their own business, their own affairs, on their own time, their own dime, why should they suffer because of the people out there who don't take care of their own vehicles in their own way and would want to take them to a specialist?
Well, here's the thing.
Why do I have to suffer because of them?
Here's the thing. In addition to that, a police officer can pull someone over for having an unsafe vehicle, whether it's been inspected in the last 365 days or not.
Right, and if he sees a bumper falling off or whatever.
Right, if you've got a door being held on by three strips of duct tape... then you could, wind up being pulled over for a safety violation, again, whether you had an inspection or not. Secondarily, there are states with worse weather than New Hampshire that do not have annual vehicle inspection.
Michigan.
There are states near New Hampshire that have gotten rid of annual inspection. Rhode Island, just a few years ago.
2009.
Right. And not only, you point out that there are other states that don't even have inspections, they also aren't any more dangerous.
Correct.
Those states, as far as like accidents on the road, as far as vehicles falling apart, randomly on the road, they've looked at the statistics. People have done studies on this, and annual inspections don't do jack squat to make a place more safe, to make roads more safe. The statistics are out there. Feel free to go look them up.
Yeah, if you're worried about your safety from your vehicle collapsing on you and as well as other vehicles around you, that's what auto insurance is for. That's on you.
That's part of it, but you still do, you ought to get your car inspected if you don't know how to do it yourself.
I would rather the insurance companies gave me an incentive as the owner of my vehicle for getting my vehicle inspected to prove to them that, hey, I am driving a safe vehicle. This is the same thing with having any kind of anti-theft detection or airbags. They give me an incentive for having those things. So if I could prove to them that my vehicle is super safe, I think that I think the insurance companies would want that.
This could totally be done.
This is free market
with market incentives. I do it just because I don't know jack about cars. I've got a good mechanic who takes cryptocurrency here in town. I go twice a year. I usually go in the fall and in the springs. Generally, usually it's at least twice a year. Maybe there's a few years where I only went once, but I'm usually there. And I don't even have a New Hampshire car. The car that Daryl and I drive belongs to the church. It's registered in a different state. So we don't even have to obey their ordinance or their statute. But because I think safety is important, and I don't want to have a wheel flying off or something like that as I'm going around a corner or whatever, it's important to do that. But I get to look at his recommendations and say, okay, he thinks this is important. I should do this right now, or we can put this one off until X happens. 855-450, free like freedom. We talk more about your trial and how it went here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
USA Radio News. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders was repeatedly asked today during her White House press briefing about President Trump's assertion that Russia is not trying to interfere in our elections. A reporter shouted a question at President Trump regarding whether Russia was still a threat. Sarah Sanders explains that exchange.
I got a chance to speak with the president after those comments, and the president said thank you very much and was saying no to answering questions. The president and his administration are working very hard to make sure that Russia is unable to meddle in our elections, as they have done in the past and as we have stated.
Today in Washington, D.C., U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, spoke out as to why the United States withdrew from the U.N. Human Rights Council.
In the end, the United States couldn't convince enough countries to stand up and declare that the Human Rights Council was no longer worthy of its name.
Today in Washington, D.C., UN Ambassador to...
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up what you want. We're talking about going to court and challenging tickets. Conan, you weren't the only activists here in the area who were challenging tickets, actually. I think it was the day...
Frivolous tickets. Victimless crime
tickets. Right, right, right. Oh, I mean, are there that many tickets that aren't for victimless crimes?
Not from us.
No, I mean, in general. Like, if you're getting a ticket...
Well, I mean, I guess...
You're probably talking about a victimless crime. Yeah, if it's domestic violence, you're getting arrested. You know,
take into consideration... victim crimes that are due to drug abuse, due to the drug war.
Yeah, but if you're going to go rip off Walmart because you're trying to feed a crack habit, you know, you're trying to pawn some clothes or whatever it is, you're going to get arrested.
Right.
They're not just going to ticket you and let you go about your day, I don't think.
Right. Tickets are generally for things that are listed as criminal violations.
Violations. Right. Or traffic violations, which in New Hampshire, you're going to go to a criminal courtroom to.
Right. That's a criminal violation.
Well, in some places, it's traffic court. And it's, like, completely separated from the whole criminal
system. It's not a civil suit.
No, it's not. But it's also not considered criminal. Like in, you know, New York City, they have like 23,000 traffic cops whose job it is to simply go around write traffic tickets. I suspect there's a traffic court in a place like New York City as well that handles those things.
Someone who does that for a living, call in and tell me how you live with yourself.
They are not going to do that. But if you want to try, if you want to call in with
and
that,
that's, and that's the young man who got me, the state cop, sergeant, mm-hmm. not sergeant, but Trooper Bernier.
Yep. Real clean cut,
real clean cut,
military
young, real young guy. Yeah, only in the job for a year.
Yep. Fresh face.
Call in, dude, and tell me how you live with yourself, because that's all he does is he just hands out tickets.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You know, if you wanted to ask him, you could have stood outside the courtroom and, you know.
Well, I did ask him about how, you know, how he was able to, you know, how he.
You could have asked that on the stand, too. They would have objected, but you could have asked it.
Yeah, they did object to my question of whether it was a, who was the victim? Who was the victim in this crime? And it was immediately objected.
And it was sustained, wasn't it?
Yeah. And by the way, Daryl, you asked about the trooper's ability to monitor unsafe vehicles on the highways, on the roadways, and I did. That was most of my questions during cross-examination to this trooper, was do you have the ability to monitor for unsafe vehicles, and have you ever done it? He agreed that he has done it, and he also talked about the training they receive to be able to spot unsafe vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, yeah, this is, you know, not only is it a scam, but these guys who are out there, basically these road pirates who are out there as parasites living off of, you know, their paycheck is based off of how many tickets they bring in every day. Yeah, they do have the ability to
indirectly.
Keep it safe. Right.
Yeah.
So yeah, now, one thing that's interesting is whenever there have been bills filed in the New Hampshire legislature to either get rid of inspections completely or make it every 2 years or, you know, just like make it a little easier, if you will.
Yeah.
The mechanics unions
sure
come out and testify.
Auto dealers.
If you get rid of this, then we'll just lose all kinds of money because nobody will come in to get any cars.
That's not what they say.
They actually say that?
That's not what they say.
That's a losing argument in my book.
That's not what they say. They come in and they bring a box full of old rusted parts. And they, like, dump the parts out on the table. And like, these are the things we found because of mandatory auto inspections.
Yep.
These are the things that we will not find if you don't make people come to us. This is about safety.
Right. So, translation, if you get rid of this, nobody will come get their cars worked on.
Right. That's different than saying, we're going to lose a bunch of money. They don't actually say that, Daryl.
In a roundabout way.
Okay. Thanks for admitting that that's not actually what they say.
You have to translate. We
can look between the lines and see what's actually being said, but these legislators, these dumbass legislators, they don't see that. They see safety first. It's for the kids.
Yeah. And that's the same reason why they talked on the decriminalization bill for cannabis. They talked them down from a full ounce decrim to 3/4 ounce. It was literally argued that they needed to do that for the children.
Yeah.
To protect the children.
Yeah.
We got to protect the children from the extra 1/4 ounce of flowers.
And let's not forget, so you had the auto repair lobby. They would lose a lot of money.
Not really.
But the other entity
they'd probably lose some.
Well, let's look at it this way. So the other entity that would lose a lot of money, state of New Hampshire. They collected almost $4 million.
The state sets what the fee for the inspection is.
Do they collect a portion of it?
$4 million annually.
But of, like, if you're going in for a $40 inspection.
No. They don't. I don't know if they collect any of that. There's the licensing fee. The auto repair guys have to go to Concord like every month.
Well, that's going to not go away. Licensing fees are going to stay. I'm just wondering, does the state of New Hampshire get a piece of every inspection?
I don't know about that.
They do?
But the actual
How much?
But the actual inspection.
I'll have to pull up the RSA.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's not a critical question that needs to be answered right now. But
I mean, just take, for example, my bill. They tried, this dealership tried to charge me $1,500. And all of it was, except for two bulbs, $3 bulbs each.
Was premature.
That was it.
Unnecessary.
I think it was premature and unnecessary. So, I mean, just that's a lot of damn money.
It sure is. And you're just one of their victims.
Yep.
Or intended victims. They didn't get away with
it with
you.
And by the way,
some little old lady goes in there, they're going to get away with it. They're probably going to hit her for $2,000.
It's quite possible. Now, I did get some recommendations from people who live in the area. It's like, no, you did it wrong. You need to go to the inspector
so-and-so
who doesn't do any repair work. They're right, by the way, but that's really? Slave mentality. Instead of trying to get rid of the law, trying to fight the law, yeah. They're like, no, you just weren't a good slave.
Well,
the average person doesn't
know how to fight the law, and you can't fight City Hall is a very common refrain, right? Like you've heard people say that before.
And if you do fight them, it takes a long time to win.
It's a lot easier to just jump through the hoops.
Yep. Or figure out the loopholes, and that is, don't take it to someone who does the repairs. Take it to someone who has no incentive to find things to fix, because they won't fix it. They'll just say, all right, this is bad, do it yourself, or go find someone to do it for you. So they don't have the incentive to actually find just crap, unnecessary repairs.
How many places are there like that? A place that just does inspections?
I found one that might do a little repair work, uh-huh. But they don't specialize in it.
Huh.
And I'm not going to tell them online. I'm not going to tell anyone on air. If you want to know the place,
I don't need to know.
Get a hold of me and I'll set you up.
Like I said, I get the car that we drive inspected anyway because it's a good practice.
Right.
And I can pay crypto. I can pay cryptocurrency for it. So how many places can you do that? How many places have an auto repair shop?
Not outside of New Hampshire, anyways.
Where you can pay... Well, maybe there is. I mean, you can go to coinmap.org, and I bet you could find something. You know, we thought, maybe we got the first golf course that takes crypto, because that's a thing here, too.
Yep.
I've never been to it, because I don't play golf, so I don't think they've ever had a single client.
That is actually interesting. But I guess you got some techies... Some young techies, millennials who might be into golfing. None of us are in golfing. I think that's a dumb sport.
No, but these are actually libertarians who run the golf course. So, at least as I understand it.
So, looking up the fees, the fee for inspection stickers shall be $3.25 for each sticker furnished.
And that's paid through the car dealer.
Yeah, right. So the...
Because they give you the sticker, don't they?
The place that does the inspection... They have to pay, it's a yearly fee of, I think it was like $50, and then there's a set fee here's what the sticker cost.
Yep.
25 cents of that goes to the Motor Vehicle Pollution Abatement Fund.
Mm-hmm.
Another 25 cents goes to the general fund.
Okay, but basically it's $3-$4.
Just for the sticker, and then there's whatever fee for the inspection.
Right. So of a $40 inspection, about a tenth of it's going to the state.
Sounds about right, okay. Yes.
Times at least a million vehicles.
Right. However many vehicles there are in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Maybe a little less than. You think just that many? There's 1.3
million. There's 1.3
million
population. Some people have two cars.
Yeah, good point. Good point. Some people have zero cars.
Yeah, you're right. So let's say 500,000.
At least. Yeah, that seems real safe. I'd say probably more than that. But anyway, toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. And kudos to you, Conan, for taking this to trial, because you made the state work for their money.
They worked 25 minutes. I got a trooper off the streets for an hour.
The case.
Got a trooper off the streets for an hour and a half.
That was just 25 minutes in court. There was some preparation that went into that.
About 550,000 cars in New Hampshire, roughly.
Where's that from, Wiki?
Statistica.com.
Interesting. All right, more coming up here. You can share your thoughts, whether it's about court or car inspections or whatever's on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
You can't print invoices without ink. You can't print status reports, spreadsheets, or that report due in 12 minutes without ink. No, you can't print anything without ink. Luckily, Staples has a huge selection of ink and toner in stock and at great prices every day. This week only, buy one HP ink at Staples and get a second 30% off. So stock up now, because you can't afford to run out of ink.
And Saturday, 7/21/18. See store associate or staples.com for details. Restrictions may apply.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9-11. Through 9-11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. You're invited. If you want to join us on the radio to do that, you can dial in here toll-free and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm, joining you tonight, Ian here.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Our Discord on-air call-in line room is also available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. And there's a cool app that you can use if you like that kind of thing. If you don't care for apps, there's a web version of Discord that you can use as well. And it's basically a chat server with multiple rooms of different topics. There's one for cryptocurrency, one about New Hampshire, and other different topics like Free Talk Live, which is where people hang out during the show. But again, it's there before, during, and after Free Talk Live. And Conan, you and I are frequently found in that Discord server. So if you want to join the discussion online constantly or as often as you want, it's there for you at discord.lrn.fm. And again, that's where our on-air call-in line room is. If you're on the Discord server, it makes it easy to call the program. Let's go to the phones, and we'll talk to Eric in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Eric.
Hi. Thanks for putting me online. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. That's what we do. What's on your mind tonight?
I wanted to so there's a sort of a move to draft Pat Byrne to run for Libertarian nomination for president. And,
Patrick Byrne, the guy who founded Overstock.com, that Patrick Byrne?
Yes.
Okay. The guy who actually was the first billion-dollar corporation to accept cryptocurrency, to take Bitcoin way back in the day?
Yes, that's the very same one.
Got it. Okay.
And, I knew about Overstock and about his reason of him accepting the cryptocurrency, but I didn't hear until very somewhat recently. So there's mainly he was being pushed. Well, I don't really like the word push, but presented as an option by Michael Heiss of the he was the founder of the Libertarian Mises Caucus.
Okay.
Right,
yeah,
now.
I don't know much about all the various different caucuses and such. So what you're saying is people are asking him to run. He has not yet said he will, I presume?
Right. And I believe he said that he did. He was asked that at the Pork Fest this year, I believe.
Okay.
And he said that he was very much open to it.
I wonder if he's a better libertarian than John McAfee. I don't know. I don't know enough about either of them to really say.
Yeah, as far as I can see, he's not as eccentric, though.
But, I mean, how could you rise to the rising to the level of John McAfee for eccentricity would be very, very challenging.
Own cryptocurrency to boot.
He's got it locked down. Did that ever come out?
We're waiting for it still.
Okay.
It's been a month now.
What was it called? McAfee Bucks or
yep.
something? I forget what it was called. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I would say so. He seems very well knowledgeable about libertarianism and very smart. Go on YouTube. You can probably find a lot of the talks that he's given at Pork Fest and at the Mises Institute. As well, from what I can tell is that I don't know if he was, he's definitely a voluntarist in spirit, like in part, like this is very core. That's what he probably wants. I don't know if he was to run for president though, I don't know if that would be what his platform would be like instantaneously though. But,
yeah, I mean, it seems very speculative at this point, but I'm glad to hear that he's at least interested. I say, you know, people should throw their hats in the ring and let's find out who the best candidate is in 2020.
Right.
I mean, I'm mildly intrigued to see what happens this time. I'm not going to get my hopes up and expect them to do something different, which would be, you know, what they've been doing since 2008 has been nominating former Republican people who've been elected to some kind of office. So it was Bob Barr, who was a U.S. House, I think, representative in 2008, and then in 2012 and 2016, it was Gary Johnson, who was a former governor of Republican governor of New Mexico.
Yeah.
And so if they continue that trend, well, that won't surprise me in the least. If they actually nominate somebody like an Adam Kokesh or John McAfee or Patrick Byrne, as you pointed out, then I would say, wow, okay, that's actually kind of exciting. Oh, my gosh, maybe the Libertarian Party has a chance of actually having some kind of impact for the ideas of
freedom. I mean, just for example, look at Trump, the showman. I mean, if you can get someone he has the flair, the showman flair that also McAfee has.
For sure. I would love to see Trump debating McAfee on stage. It'll never happen.
Never going to happen.
Because the presidential debates are run by the Republicans and Democrats,
right.
And they're never going to
happen. And they make those candidates sign a memorandum of understanding that they will not participate in a debate outside of the Commission of Presidential Debates.
So, anything else you want to share tonight about that sort of thing?
Well, I would just say look into him. I don't exactly know if there's email we could do this to send a voice to him, but do you think for using this platform to, as you say, just look into him? My other question I would just ask, well, for Daryl, is he considering running?
I'm considering running a 100-mile race in 2020. The one that I had my eyes on, the Keys 100, I'm not going to be able to do just because...
The Florida Keys?
Florida Keys.
Interesting.
That race is happening like 3 days prior to the LP National Convention, and just the travel logistics... It would just wind up being
what month?
Too stressful. May.
You know it's hot down there.
Yes, I'm aware that it gets hot in Florida in May.
It's the sauna, bro.
Hey, thanks for the call, Eric. I appreciate it. Let's go to Dan. He's in Nebraska. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, Dan. Daryl and Conan.
Hey there, you're on the air.
You mentioned earlier something about those courtroom gurus, right? So there was something a little similar that I kind of heard about earlier, and I want to know if anybody's ever talked to you about this. I was at a cigar lounge a couple of months ago, and I met this older libertarian gentleman who was like filling me in on a bunch of this sort of guru info about how if you change your status from like debtor to creditor or something, you don't have to pay income tax anymore. Have you heard anything like that?
Yeah, so this has, it sounds like the theory where they'll tell you that your social security number is actually an account number on a secret account that the government has that has, like, millions of dollars in it.
Oh, but it's not just a secret account. It's also publicly traded on the stock exchange.
Yeah,
you just can't see it because it's secret on the public exchange, which secret and public are completely opposite things.
Yeah, so I've heard something about that, Dan.
Is it for real? Because he was telling me he hasn't had a
what do you think?
Income tax in, like, 20 years. Well, if it's true that he hasn't had to, then, like, maybe that's worth getting into. But, you know, I'm only...
I also have not paid income tax in about 14 years at this point, and I just haven't filed anything with them. The thing you got to be careful with these filings, you look at, like, Irwin Schiff, who is the father of Peter Schiff. He died in prison in his 80s. He had written a book that, probably at least one book, that at least one I know of, about his theories around not paying income tax. And I think he was, like, into filing what they call zero returns, where you're filing a return with the IRS and you claim zero somewhere on something or whatever. And ultimately, they put him in prison for that. So essentially, you're filing a false return or whatever is what they consider.
Right. And then there's also the theory that I've heard to where you file some kind of form and then you become a non-resident foreign national something another. And there's all kinds of weird theories about these things. And people wind up getting dinged with basically... either perjury or, like, unsworn falsification for your filing fraudulent documents with some government entity.
Yeah, I think you would be better off just not even filing because if you play their game, then you could, you know...
You're arguably submitting to their jurisdiction, right?
Exactly. So do people still smoke cigars?
I've met somebody yes.
I saw somebody smoking a cigar on Saturday.
Sorry, say again, Dan?
Yeah. I was going to say, like, you know, during the day, I want to say, that's when it's open. It's, like, afternoon only kind of store. I can find at least 5 or 6 people there who are just hanging out. And of course, a lot of people come in to just,
How does that business stay open? How are they making their money?
Well, I mean, people come in and they just buy them also and leave the store. So, you know, it's kind of like a lounge and a store at the same time.
Because I know we have a vape store here in Keene, but
there's also a cigar bar right next to the vape store.
Really?
Yes.
There are technically 2 vape stores in Keene, and a third one if you want to count Corner News, which also sells.
Yeah, but they're selling things. They're selling juice, and so I know how they stay open.
Yeah.
Interesting. I didn't know people still smoke cigars.
Dan,
it was a dying art.
Thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
Sure. Yeah,
a couple people were over here a few weeks ago smoking cigars on the front porch. And they didn't have marijuana in them. They were actual
that's
actual
what I mean.
Cigars.
When I see anything, any cigar remnants, it's the wrappings for smoking weed.
For smoking a blunt. Which is a real nice way to smoke some weed.
It's full of bullcrap. It's full of nasty rag tobacco.
You know, people are pooping in your weed.
You take the tobacco out.
Yeah, I know. It's full of nasty tobacco that you wouldn't want to smoke.
But now you can just get the rolling, you know, the papers that are for blunts.
Cherry flavor.
Blunt wraps.
Bubblegum flavor.
All right, there's more on the way here. You can share your thoughts. Coming up, the Sacha Baron Cohen situation with the new TV series and more. It's Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do.
If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.